Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, in case you haven't noticed, between the sun and the rain, things are popping, whether it's flowers, weeds, grass, or best of all of the new spring produce going to town. Asparagus, rhubarb, radishes, those are the early kinds of crops I think of when spring comes around. But there are other things happening now too, and going to be continuing to grow. Where do you find those yummy things to eat? Well, there are quite a few locations, and hopefully your mouth kind of waters when you think about those fresh, locally grown products. Of course, around the area, there are a number of our grocery stores who do work with local farmers to provide locally grown produce, but you have some other options also. Farmers markets will be opening soon in the area, and you've probably heard that those in Omaha and Des Moines are already opening, but soon they will be in our small towns all around us. Cass County, Shelby County, Adams County, Adairka, you know, just all the counties around. Many of the towns will have farmers markets. And then there are our CSAs, Community Supported Agriculture, where folks have been enrolling to get a basket of fresh produce every week. Now, I think most of those, although perhaps not all of them, have said, okay, we're kind of done signing up folks, but some of them keep on adding new folks. So how do you find out about those kinds of things? Well, I guess you could just kind of listen, talk with your neighbors, but there are also lists and ways to find out on the internet. And one of those ways is to go to just a website called Local Harvest, or you can search for CSA, or you could search for farmers markets. You'll find all kinds of lists. Now, locally, one of the things that's happening is Produce in the Park in Atlantic specifically, which will be starting June 19th. And there is a Facebook page done by our own Chris Parks from KJAN. And that is just facebook.com/produceinthepark. There will also be soon another site that has to do with all of the towns in Cass County. And then, as I mentioned, if you go to other counties or just put in farmers markets, you can find those locations around the area of various farmers markets and CSAs and other ways to find fresh produce. But I wanted to mention more specifically and to talk about Cass County because some exciting things have been going on related to local produce. And one of them that perhaps you've heard is that earlier Cass County received a grant from USDA to help support, help grow, help get those farmers markets really going. And a part of that was hiring a grant manager. Her name is Chelsea Amundson. So she's available for public if you have things that you want to ask about, but particularly she's available to work with farmers markets. What's going on with farmers markets in Cass County? Well, as I mentioned, Produce in the Park will be starting in Atlantic on June 19th, but things are happening in other towns also. Anita is pretty close to getting one started and getting their days set up. Messina has been having a group meet to think about having not just, you know, you can go to a produce stand and buy produce, but to make it a family event. And really, good farmers markets are family events where everybody can go and visit and have fun and meet the producer, meet the farmer who's growing your food. And then we don't want to forget that Griswold also is working on starting a farmers market again this year. They've had one in the past. So these are not necessarily brand new locations, but they might be, shall we say, renovated. Or perhaps, I think Messina has not had one for a while, I think that's correct, and is kind of, again, restarting and putting some new energy into it. And likely those would all be on different days of the week. So if you really wanted to go to a farmer's market more than once a week, you should be able to have that opportunity. And, of course, if you want to travel, you could go to Omaha or Des Moines. We're certainly not encouraging that when you can do that close to home. But if you haven't experienced a large farmer's market, you might want to just go check it out as a family outing, something to do, but then come back home to find out what's going on. Why would you want to support a local farmer's market, a local CSA? Buy foods that are locally grown. Well, probably the first thing that comes to mind, you say, well, you know, we want those fresh and we think they're going to be healthier, which they likely are because they're fresh. And we want to know that those products are grown locally. It also means you do have a chance to meet the farmer, know the face that's growing the produce that you're putting on your family table. It also says you are supporting the local economy. There's lots of statistics, and I didn't pull those together, but farmers markets across the nation in our local region do add income to the producer, and that, of course, is circulated throughout the community. So it is an economic growth, an economic support for the community when you as a buyer do shop at the local farmers markets. It's also a community gathering. It's an opportunity to see folks maybe you don't see every day, just to visit, see what's going on, have a good time, get out and, you know, visit and find out what's going on in the communities. So there's great opportunity to just know more, do more, and also have the advantage of having really good food to eat. Many times when you are buying those local products, you can also get some recipes to go along with those products. And if the producer doesn't have a recipe at the time, again, going to the internet, you can just search in on whatever you happen to have. If it's rhubarb, you could find all kinds of recipes. So no excuse about saying, well, I'm not going to buy that fresh local produce because I don't know what to do with it. I don't know how to prepare it. And I've heard the excuse, well, it takes a lot more time. Well, in one way, depending on what kind of recipe you're going to make, that could be true. But much of our local produce, fresh local produce, can just be eaten fresh. All it needs to be is washed, refrigerated appropriately if you're not using it all at one time, and enjoy. So it can be very, very easy. If you want more information about any of these, again, there will be soon be a website for Cass County. If you'd like to be a vendor, there are ways that you can do that in Cass County and in Atlantic. And I would suggest that you call Emily Kringle at Cass County Memorial Hospital or Susan Retz at Complementary Care, and they have all the information about being a vendor. Also exciting in Atlantic is that it's going to be partnering with the Chamber and working with those stores that are open on Thursday nights. Perhaps some coupons, some special deals, but a great partnership between the businesses and produce in the park. So we'll be talking with Chelsea Moore. We'll be visiting with some other folks about all of that that's going on. Regardless, if you live anywhere in that you're listening here today, we want you, of course, to know about Atlantic, but we also encourage you to find out what's going on in your own hometown in relationship to local food. Great opportunity for lots of things to happen. So until next time, buy fresh, buy local.